Well, in recent times, people have crossed the United States in just about every imaginable way. They've walked, danced, some of them even tried to crawl across, I guess. But we think the most unusual feat was just performed by Mr. Carl E. Stroke Stentner, who swam across, and here he is to tell us how he did it. Carl?
Hello, amazing feat fan.
Now, the question I asked, and I'm sure most people are asking themselves, is how can somebody swim across the United States? Could you answer that?
Glad to, Bob. When I first decided to do this amazing feat on a dare, I looked at a map, and I saw right away that by swimming up the St. Lawrence Seaway, I could only get as far as the western tip of Lake Superior, and then I would become, as they say, high and dry.
Yeah, no more water, huh?
Right. It was then I decided to get a 30-foot-long house trailer, rip the roof off, seal the windows, and fill it in with liquid water, that is, making a mobile body of water capable of following any route across the U.S.
Certainly ingenious, hey. Carl. But how did it work, being as the trailer was only 30 feet long?
I would start at the back of the trailer, Bob, swim to the front, and then I'd swim back again. Now, that would be a total of 60 feet.
Uh-huh.
Now, my brother Charlie would then drive the trailer 60 feet further down the road.
Let's see, figuring
quickly. While Leo was measuring the 60
Who's
feet.
Who's Leo?
Cousin.
Another brother?
No, oh. Cousin.
Well, now, that 60 feet per round trip, you'd have to make 88 round trips to move ahead 1 mile, or a total of 264,000 round trips to swim across the country.
Well, those are amazing figures, but I think it was more than that, because we used a kind of wiggly route. You're thinking of a straight line.
Straight line as the crow flies.
No, we used a wiggly route along the back roads. The highway people, the cops, thought our pace slowed up traffic. They wouldn't let us on them.
Well, I'm sure you must be a very powerful swimmer anyway, covering maybe 3 or 4 miles an hour.
Well, I'd say I'm a poor swimmer. I could probably save myself in an emergency. I used dog paddle for almost the entire journey.
Well, now, using a dog paddle, like you say, and floundering a lot, how far could you possibly swim in a day?
In an 8-hour day, Bob, we could zoom ahead around 2 miles. Now, the entire trip took 6 years.
6 years? How'd you support yourself for so long?
Well, we raised a lot of money, just like the South Sea natives who dive for coins. What we did was we'd pull into populated areas and park under apartment house windows, and people would throw coins out into the trailer, and Eddie and I dove for them, Leo, too.
Did you make very much that way?
Not too much. We got mostly cranks who threw stuff down. Garbage, for instance.
Oh, yeah.
And paper bags, stones.
Well, were there any other problems involved in your swim, Carl? Our time is running short.
I'll tell you some of the outstanding troubles, like the water would pour out of the trailer when we went up a steep hill, for instance.
Yeah, I could imagine that.
Or swimming through a sleet storm. An electric power line fell in the water one day. I was fit to be tied.
I can imagine. I understand you have a real nutty feat you're going to try next. You're going to fly across the country in a light plane.
No, I'm going to be strapped to a giant kite pulled behind a fast-moving automobile.
Great.
Be another first.
Well, good luck, Carl, and look out for the high-tension wires and low bridges.
Thanks for the tip, sport.